Hold on a second.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Slim and Kim Show. I'm your host, Slim.
And I'm Kim.
You better bring that mic down.
Today we're talking about
I can't hear you.
Notorious Queens, Season 1, Episode 1.
Okay, that's better.
It aired on WeTV last Thursday. Now, apparently the show came out a while ago, but it just actually aired on TV. So we're talking about it now.
Yeah, so this is what I'm assuming. I'm almost assuming it's just like basically like what Zeus Network does.
Like how Jocelyn's Cabaret was the first season. We didn't see the first season at all, yeah, because we didn't know about Zeus Network. But then eventually they put it on TV.
On WeTV
actually. So this is the same thing. It aired on the WeTV Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And you either had to have a subscription or watch it online or whatever. And if you didn't have it, you had to wait till they aired it actually on TV.
Okay, so that's basically what it is. So people, this is probably just old for certain people.
Yeah, but we just saw
it. We just saw because we just put it on TV. So that's basically what it is. So it's the Notorious Queens with four Notorious Queens.
Alleged Notorious Queens.
You want to name them off?
All right, so we got Stormy Ramden.
Okay.
Megan James, Janessa Welch, and LaBrittany Franklin.
All right. So.
Stormy Ramden. She's Suge Knight's ex-wife.
I don't know how to
Suge
even.
Knight? You mean the ex-mob?
No.
I mean,
she's Suge Knight's ex-fiance.
Ex-fiance.
Slash baby mom.
Yeah, she's got two kids by him. Two sons.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I was going to say, like Megan did. Suge Knight, you mean like the ex-notorious gangster?
Yeah, that Suge Knight.
Suge Knight, the one who like allegedly killed Biggie, Tupac.
And Eazy-E.
Yeah, that Suge Knight.
So she is one of them death row chicks that Suge, you know, from back
White
in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah, so back in the Tupac era / we'll say Suge Knight era.
Yeah.
So that's who she is. That's Stormy, right?
Yep.
Okay. So Stormy is
now she said
one of them OBs. Yeah. Like she is an older one.
She is an OB.
Chick.
Yeah, because her kids are grown. Like her one son is like grown on Suge Jr. Marion Jr. that's Suge Knight's real name, Marion. So Marion Jr. is like grown. But she says on the show that she moved out of L.A. She just moved back to L.A. She had to move out because she was getting a lot of death threats and stuff.
Death threats due to Suge's shenanigans, we'll say.
And hanging people over balconies and all that stuff.
Hanging, you know, running people over with cars, you know. So she was getting a lot of backlash from more. I would say death threats are more than backlash.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
Due to what Suge did.
Yes.
So if you can't get him, so what do? You harm someone's family.
Yeah.
And that's what she was getting. So she left L.A. for, I don't know exactly how long she said.
I don't either. But apparently just came back. She's getting death threats for her and her children.
Whatever it was serious and it made her leave.
Yeah.
So.
Enough to pack up and move.
Yeah. So, okay. So, let's go move on to that was her.
Nope. Then she had this.
Oh, wait.
So she also had the mom.
Yeah, her mom. Yeah,
she's
yeah,
planning
that.
A party for her mom who just got out of jail. She's in jail for 24 years for
allegedly
hiring somebody to kill her husband.
Yeah, she did 24 years. That's Stormy's mom. Stormy's mom did 24 years. Yeah, that's more than
alleged. That's more than conspiracy. Did her...
Was it her boyfriend or her husband?
I thought she said husband in the show.
So she killed her. She hired someone to kill her husband.
Yes.
And got 24 years. So
I guess she got caught somehow, some way. They don't put you away for 24 years without some kind of proof.
Well, let's not sit here and say that they won't, because you know, in this racist country.
And what, a conspiracy though? 24 years for a conspiracy?
Yes, you might as well did it yourself. That's
really?
What conspiracy is. So
I mean, it was you. You masterminded. You plotted it. You hired the person to do it.
So if me and you rob a bank, and actually you just robbed the bank, but I helped you plan it, and I knew about you robbing the bank, but I say I don't want to do it, And
but you still knew that I
knew about it. That I helped you plan it, and I said, oh, no, no, don't do it. And I didn't tell the authorities before you actually did it. And yeah. Yeah. So just like, quick side note, a friend of mine, I won't say any names. She worked at Wawa. She had some friends, and she worked at Wawa overnight, and she set it up for her friends to rob her at Wawa.
Okay.
And they did it. They got caught. They said that she didn't actually do the robbery.
Yeah.
She didn't actually do the robbery, but she set it up for them to do it. And she got just as much time as them.
Oh, shit.
So conspiracy to armed robbery is what it was. So 285, that's what happened.
Wow.
So, yeah. But, all right. So let's move on to
the next
bitch.
One. The next OB is Janessa Welch.
Okay.
She actually is a BMF.
Janessa.
Her family was part of the Black Mafia family. Is that what BMF?
BMF, I guess. BMF was
Black Mafia.
Yeah, Black Mafia family. I think that was like Big Meech, and you know, you always hear them on songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was even a Black Mafia.
Gangsters out in Detroit and all, like.
Yeah.
Call me Big Meech. You know what I mean, like Rick Ross and him talking about that stuff like that.
She must have just got out of jail not that long ago.
She looks kind of old, right?
She looks really old.
She had
a rough life, like whatever it was she did, stressful life or something.
Usually jail preserves you, but she looks really rough.
Yeah, really rough.
And that was just the first episode, so I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
She looked old.
But she must have just got out of jail because she went to jail for laundering money.
Yeah, they said she went to jail. What she said she did? What she did?
2 years?
3 years? 3 years? 3.5 years? Something like that.
But so then she was talking about like an episode how her kids don't really fuck with her now since she went to jail. They don't really talk to her. She doesn't really have a close relationship with them anymore.
Yeah.
So
she said she had three sons?
Three sons. Something like that.
She was sitting them down talking like.
Yeah.
He's like, well, what do you expect? Like.
He's a grown man now.
Like, what do you? She's like, things have changed. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
things have changed?
I grew up. Like,
I'm not a kid anymore.
Nah.
So I get that, but so wait, so she's a BMF member.
Yeah.
And
her
she went to jail for laundering money. So that's her story.
Yep.
Okay.
Then we go to Megan James.
Megan.
She's on Notorious Queens, but she was notorious for being on the Bad Girls Club.
Yes, one of my favorite shows of all time. So let's applaud the Bad Girls Club.
Now, I don't know what Megan did, but at one point when she came on the show with her blonde hair, like, her face looked like it was really, really pulled back. Like,
yo.
Super, super tight. Like,
yo.
And she just had a facelift on or something.
And it looked like somebody grabbed her by the back of her ears.
And just
put their knee in her back and just pulled back.
It was holding her to right there. Like, she just stuck like that. I don't know what they're doing out in L.A. now. But you can see how she's trying to change and she's kind of trying to be a little classy on here.
Yeah.
In her bikini line. And
well, Megan, wait, hold up. On Bad Girls Club, Megan wasn't ratchet.
I wouldn't say she was.
She wasn't ratchet. She was just judgmental and kind of a snooty bitch.
She was the same on this show.
Judgmental, but she wasn't ratchet.
No, I was.
She wasn't Rima. She wasn't. Remember, that's why her and Rima fell out, because Rima was taking off her pants and panties and on the bar twerking,
but she wasn't
and pumping the bar
in, like, proper clothes like she was here with the blonde hair and shit.
She grew up. I mean, she grew up.
Yeah, that's true. That was, what, 10 years ago?
A while ago.
A
long time ago.
Yeah.
And she made one episode appearance on
Basketball Wives.
Right, let me ask you. How do you feel about Megan?
I like Megan.
Okay.
One of my favorite Bad Girls Club members.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I fuck with Megan.
We said earlier, if you guys listen or not, but we also wanted to see Megan in the Bad Girls Boxing.
Yeah, check out our Bad Girls Boxing event. Megan is one of the girls that we'd like to see.
Did you want to see her in Baddies Season 2 or no?
See, now I think she was to be in Baddies Season 2.
I'm saying, do you want to see her in Betty?
I wouldn't mind seeing her because Megan brings drama. She's judgmental, and she's not afraid to say what's on her mind.
And she's definitely not afraid to fight.
And no matter wherever she goes, drama follows her, always. I wouldn't mind. I'd rather see her versus Sydney Starr.
I would rather have her. Yeah, wait. Yeah, that, yeah, let's applaud that. Like.
But if you watched Megan's YouTube video that she did not that long ago, she said that Daddy's ATL, they made big money off of that show.
Yeah, she did
say
that.
She's like, Will, now it's like, she said, Will be back for season two.
Good for her.
Yeah, I'm guessing
she'll
be making a cameo on that. I thought they said season two was supposed to come out in August, but I guess not.
They gotta film that shit.
Well, the first season was 10 days.
Yeah, but you still gotta do the editing and promotion and all the other stuff.
Megan said at the end of the season, like, season two will be out in August. But they're not even talking.
This year or next year?
No, this year. But they're not even talking about, like, you can't find anything about Daddy season two. So.
Well, we'll see.
They might still be casting.
I mean, we'll stay tuned.
Yeah. All right, then we got Brittany Franklin, who I have no idea what she does, but she's notorious for making a way out of no way.
LaBrittany. Let's applaud LaBrittany.
She says on the show, like, you may have seen me in some other shows or heard me on the radio or seen my music video or something. No, we haven't, Brittany. Sorry. We haven't. And I don't know. But in that episode, without the auto-tune, it didn't sound very good. If she has a record deal, anyone can get a record deal.
So you're saying her auto-tunes was carrying her records?
It must have. I've never heard her songs, but like that didn't sound very good. No, that didn't sound very good. And other than that, I don't really know much about LaBrittany. I tried looking up what she was in. She was in, like, two movies back in the day. And
man.
I don't know any songs that she was in. So, all right. So, in this episode, it's basically Stormy unpacks in her new home in Los Angeles and prepares to meet her mother, who's just been released after 2 decades in prison. So,
now who's doing that?
This is the show we're talking about. That's basically what this whole episode was about. It was more focused on that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The next episode, I guess we'll see. There's only 6 episodes this season, so we'll see. We're just kind of introducing this show into our queue of shows that we're going to talk about. You got anything else to add about this?
Not to her specifically, like LaBrittany, but
you got anything else to add about the show?
I'm excited to see what happens. Like, let's get to the drama.
I hope there's drama in this. Like, we got 2 old bees and 2 young bees.
Yeah. two old bees and 2 young bees.
Megan, with her judgmental hatred, like the way she hates on people. She already said it. She's like, I might be able to learn something
from these. Yeah.
She has 20 more years of life than me or something like that.
She's like, I can't christen my grandma's house. Let's pull up the clip. Let's pull up that clip real quick. What Megan said, when she's like, she's like, I don't curse my grandma's house. He's like, Suge Knight, the Suge Knight, like
the infamous
gangster who possibly killed Tupac.
Yeah, this one, ladies. I've met you before. We were
invited to a basketball game together. I was like, I know her.
Wait, were we with Holly?
Yes.
Okay, I remember that night.
You remember?
I remember that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks like Michael. Pause that real quick.
I first met Megan. I met her a while back.
No, pause it, because I want to keep it going. Like, she looks like Megan in that video right there, that picture.
A little bit, yeah.
She looks like Michael Jackson.
She does. Her face is really, really white. I don't know what she did. She has on super makeup, and her hair is, like, really, really, like, slick back so tight, it's pulling her eyebrows back.
That's not the same girl that we just seen in the first scene of that.
It's not.
With the pigtails.
With the pigtails, no.
Like,
well,
see, what
guess,
is she doing?
I guess she's getting classy to meet the OBs.
But the funny thing about it is, not only in that, and I'm not dissing Megan because I love Megan. Like, I love Megan. Megan gets it down.
Yeah.
I just don't think she should ever wear that makeup again.
No, she looks like a white girl.
I don't know if that's white. That looks like a black Michael Jackson. Like,
but
she looks like Michael Jackson.
With that makeup, she looks like a white girl. Whatever she did to herself.
Don't do it anymore.
Don't do it.
play.
Do not
unmute it.
Flick your hair back like that.
It's not the hair. It's not the hair.
I know, but that's part
it's
of it.
It's the makeup.
It's the makeup and the hair. And it just like, yeah.
I don't know.
She looks like whatever plastic surgeon she went to, she needs to go get her money back.
It's not a good look.
Like,
it's not a good look.
All right.
I mean.
When I first met Megan, I met her a while back at a basketball game, and she gave me this vibe as like, you know,
that's
I'm just,
Megan.
You know, like, I'm out here just trying to get this money, and I don't care about nothing else. I'm beautiful, and I'm just going to get this money.
That's who's talking?
Megan.
Yeah, but who's talking? Who's that
like,
talking?
I feel like the opposite
that's
of Labrini because
Janessa.
I never had family support. I'm like the black sheep of the family. Like my mother's a nurse, my grandmother's a nurse, my brother plays in the NFL.
Wow.
All right, pause.
Side of the family.
That's
what
lie.
I was talking about. That's what I wanted to. You said we're gonna bring this up.
Yes.
We tried to find. Maybe we're wrong.
No.
Well,
she is infamous for lying because she did lie on Bad Girls Club and say that she was Obama's stepdaughter, and we know for a fact that's a lie.
I guess that was a joke.
I don't
suppose.
Think it was because she said it multiple times.
What is all that? My brother's in the NFL.
Yes,
nonsense.
Which is a lie because I can't.
Is it a lie? Because we
it is. If her brother was in the NFL, it would have been all over the internet.
Well,
it's
I mean,
not. And it says online that Megan is the oldest of six brothers and sisters. Her mom has six kids. She's the oldest. And nobody knows anything about, she keeps her family life private. The only thing people know about her, she's from Houston. That's it. I don't know nothing else about her brother.
Okay, so we don't have no idea who her brother is
or
in the NFL.
Or if she even has a brother or anything like that.
We know, we don't know.
She's got six siblings, but I don't know if they're boys or girls.
God.
But, yeah, I feel like Megan's just trying to, be on their level.
Well, she has nothing to be disappointed in. She has a solid career.
Yeah, she does. Probably more so than these girls. Like I said, Stormy and Janessa are actual victorious queens. Megan and Brittany are just, they're not notorious gangsters.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
They don't understand, like, my hustle. Hearing Megan's situation and hearing that she's the black sheep of her family. I couldn't imagine not feeling supported or not feeling loved. She has this front that she's put up, but I think deep down inside she's hurting.
Well, ladies, born and raised in Los Angeles. I'm from the Crenshaw District, so, you know, that should tell you right there.
Crenshaw.
But my story started And you guys...
You know what? Look.
Well, we're about to get to that part.
Look. No,
that's what I was about
makeup.
To say. What?
Same makeup.
LaBrittany is wearing the same.
Same exact.
Michael
makeup.
Jackson makeup that Megan's wearing,
yeah,
and that's what I want to get to.
Fire that makeup artist.
Don't,
I just noticed that.
Don't wear that shit, yo. You guys look.
Same lipstick, same color shade on her face. Whatever, like foundation they use.
White
whatever.
Faces with red lipstick, like
yes.
The prostitute look.
Yes.
She can't. They LaBrittany and Megan don't do this
yes.
ever again. Don't wear.
Whoever did your makeup, fire them.
No. You ain't gotta fire the makeup artist. You
yes.
just can't. You just can't wear that color. That skin lightening shit. Be proud black women. Don't be
trying to be something you're not.
Don't be using
not,
Michael
boy.
Jackson Michael Jackson foundation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying to change
your LaBrittany, I meant to say that LaBrittany was wearing the same colors as well.
I just peeped that.
All right, we're about to get to the part where Megan says that. Let's play. Roll the clip.
I met my kid's dad. And you guys probably know who he is, Suge Knight. We have two sons together. the Suge Knight. I try not to let that define me.
Right.
And that's who I am.
Come on.
That's who I'm going to be.
Period.
And that's what it is.
Okay. No, wow. Yo, y'all some legends. For real. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I did judge the girls a little too soon. Just because they're older doesn't mean that we can't be friends.
No.
I can learn from them. They're older. Duh. Like, they've lived like 20 years of life than me.
She cut out the part where she's like, D should die.
Yeah, they did cut it out.
My boss, like, that. We don't know if he killed Biggie and Tupac at night. Like,
that's the part that's on TV right now. Yeah. So, but thus far, I'm interested in watching this, so we'll see.
Me too. It was only the first episode. The girls are kind of like dissing on Megan because Megan said that she has no problem with her boyfriend cheating respectfully, and the girls are looking at her like she's crazy. Like, all right,
you want to play that clip real quick?
Yeah,
play it.
She said cheating respectfully is when your husband cheats on you and you, behind your back and
let
you don't know about
it. Let her play it.
Let's move to Denver and retire together.
No,
girl,
I need somebody that still
sometimes people
got millions and retired.
But I don't want that. I want to still have fun and build with my man.
Okay.
I want to build.
You want him to be active.
Active.
Okay.
I need a person that values me.
Okay.
My person is at least 6 feet.
No,
I'm not saying that. I'm 5'5". I'm a big girl.
Weren't they all together when she said that?
Yeah, this ain't it. It was the first actual, like, I guess it was at the same party when he went outside.
To tell you.
Yeah, because
they were all sitting outside.
Well, no, it's not a big deal. Fuck it. Screw it. We'll save it for the next time. But
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a very spiritual person. And being that I don't know these ladies, like, I knew this lady to tell me all day tea. Because I feel like some people are hiding a few things, and I definitely need to know what's up.
Same. I've been having the same psychic for like 6 years. So I'd rather talk to somebody that's unbiased, that I feel like can guide me, even though that sounds crazy. Like, I wrote down my perfect man, like everything that I would want in a man, and I read it every single day, and I know he come in, period.
So that's what
you're
talking about. Exactly what you want.
Oh, you're picking this into this. I just feel like in a world full of futures, there's a Russell for me, period.
Yeah.
And he there and he come in.
Period.
I have no
my friends be calling me Heartbreak Drake. I'm like, girl, listen.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta let it go when it's time to let it go. Y'all be trying to stick around with some shit that you know is not gonna work.
That's gonna
work.
Make it
work.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
No. Okay. I be trying to make it work. If I like a nigga, I just be like, okay.
I ain't like nothing in a long time.
It's
so
not
know.
Enough.
You know,
I was
trying to make
it
work. Wasting time. Like,
I just feel like we all human. Nobody's perfect. You're never going to get the perfect man. I feel like all men cheat.
You just wrote a whole list of...
But I'm going to get the perfect man. But I'm just saying, like, he going to have some issues. Like, everybody got issues.
So are
you
accepting to him cheating?
To be honest, I believe in cheating respectfully. I never tell my man, like, oh, you can go cheat on me.
So cheating respectfully to me is cheating where I don't find out, is having control over your other women, is using condoms and not having babies. Like,
right.
Cheat respectfully because,
right.
Believe it or not, your man is cheating. But I'm not leaving my man over a one-night stand with a bitch.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
on her a little bit.
Yeah, so what do you think about what she said there?
I think she's full of shit. No, the girl wants their man to cheat on him. She's like, oh, it's okay. You can go cheat on me. Just don't tell me about it. No. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't think that's what she was saying. I don't think that's what she was saying. I think she was saying that.
She was basically
she don't
saying
care
she likes
as long as you don't know, as long as she don't know about it. And it's not put dangled in her face. And she said she's not going to leave a guy that she likes or loves over a one-night stand over a mistake that he made.
Like,
and you know what? Let's applaud Megan right now. Let's applaud Megan right now.
No. Girl, you got to have more respect in yourself than that.
No, I'm saying she feels like that all men cheat, which is, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, but whatever.
And she'll just accept whoever she'll take.
No, she's not saying that. No.
She said, if I like a dude, because the chick's like, yo, when
what
it's
is
over,
that saying
it's
that
over.
Accepting when, whatever she takes?
Brittany said, when it's over, it's over. And she said, well, if I like a dude, like,
She's willing to take a little, you know.
Stay.
Whatever. I mean, so you think that that's nuts?
I think she needs to have a little more respect in herself.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, We forgot to say.
That's basically like, I don't care. I'll stay with a man regardless of what he does to me. I don't care. Like, he can, like, it's okay. As long as he comes home to me every night, that's fine. And you have a little more respect of yourself because you will, there are men out there who will treat you right. If if you allow them to shit on you, they're going to shit on you. If you allow men to treat you like shit, they're going to treat you like shit.
I know a guy that said black men don't cheat, so, and I believe that. God. Okay, so.
Shout out to Charlamagne.
Yeah, and Little Duval. Little Duval.
No, he doesn't listen to our show, but.
Everybody knows black men don't cheat.
I mean, not all men are perfect. I mean, not all women are perfect, but still, like, you still have to have, there's got to be a line at some point that you got to cross.
Okay.
The women were kind of hating on her at first.
But then they started to agree with her. Half of them agreed with her. Only one that didn't agree with her was LaBrittany.
Yeah.
And then Stormy was like, well, you know, that's the life of the rap game.
Yeah.
I know he was sleeping with someone.
She said that's the life of the rap game and the ballers.
And then what's the other chick's name?
Janessa.
Janessa was like, yeah, you know. Niggas be cheating.
Yeah, like if you're.
She's like, there's levels to cheating. And she's like, I'm great. The only one I wasn't agreeing with it was LaBrittany.
Yeah.
So.
As she's basically saying, as long as if you're going to date somebody in this rapper athlete kind of world,
you
got to
expect
that. Happen.
Yep. Okay, so both of them agreed. And Megan, she's like, I'm a realist. I'm not fucking. I'm just a realist.
Yeah.
And then LaBrittany's the only one that was like, no.
I have a feeling those two are going to butt heads.
Me too.
Brittany and Megan.
We forgot to say subscribe to the channel.
Yeah,
please. Please subscribe to the channel.
Subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Slim and Kim Show. Subscribe to the channel. Thumbs it up. Share the video. Comment. All the above.
Hit that Cash App.
There's some money in the Cash App. Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Barbershop Talk Radio. And
when does this show come on TV?
Tuesday night at...
So it comes on Tuesday?
Thursday? Yeah.
Thursday at 9?
Either 9 or 10. It's after EVA.
Okay. All right.
After the mysterious death of EVA.
Okay. So we will see.
On WeTV.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So we'll see. Stay tuned for the second episode. It was the first episode, so this was kind of just introducing everybody.
And if you want to watch the whole season, you can actually buy the app.
WeTV Plus.
WeTV Plus. Okay. All right.
It's $4.99, or you can wait weekly for it.
Okay. So, let's go. I'm done. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right, well, thank you guys. Subscribe to the channel, and we will see you next time on the next recap for Notorious Queens, Season 1, Episode 2. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Thank you. You'll break out your radio voice.
Huh?
You'll break out your radio voice.
That's
how I hate
it.
You do.
Oh, you don't have a radio voice?
You do. Every time.
I hate it.
You break out your radio voice. You're welcome. Stay tuned. It's only the very beginning.
You ain't got a radio voice.
I don't.
You ain't got a radio voice.
Yeah, as soon as it says 5, 4, 3, 2, you hold me. Like, you gotta clear your throat. And you start, like, your voice gets lower and deeper.
And then
you start talking and then your real voice comes out.
All
right. It's always the beginning, like, it's like the guy, who's that guy that we saw ask me one time, when he actually, like, had his radio voice?
That guy, the Brown Fried Chicken.
No, it was Acme. He had, like, a fucking Catholic show or something like that. Or something, we're talking to him.
The black guy?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. No, it was like the Acme and Acme.
He said he went to school to learn all that shit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's when we started with the radio.